I mean, if you could reinvent it, what would you do differently?
Now it's for that biz, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, 5 minutes. I just don't recall off the top of my head, but I'm doing a little quick desktop research here.
Because I know, you know, just from my experience, what clients found terribly confusing was the fact that the claim process and the registration were not linked. So there was no way to cross-check a claim against a registration application. So in other words, clients would have their own IT claims cited against them when they were trying to register the name.
This is Kelly Smith joining. I don't think we had that problem, but I had to go back to a file and check. So
Since
I didn't do it firsthand, I couldn't tell you for sure.
Well, of course, the same thing happens in U.S. trademark prosecution sometimes, too, and you just have to show that you're you.
No, I realize that. I just think that a lot of people thought it was confusing.
It certainly can be avoided in a system that's being hopefully designed from scratch.
Right.
As opposed to a system like, you know, PTO prosecution, which is, you know, grown, you know, bizarrely and through accident over, you know, decades of government activity.
Right. Because I know in talking with Jeff previously about it, you know, I'd said, well, isn't there a way to cross-check the claims against the registration applications? And he said, well, there is, but the easier thing to do is to just make people submit a registration application at the same time that they file a claim. So A, they don't have to do it separately, and B, it minimizes the likelihood that it would get cited against them. But what about Sunrise? Are you having any luck, Kelly?
Any luck with?
With the Sunrise write-up, are you getting, you know, are you getting input that you need from?
To be quite honest, I just got back from a week and a half vacation, and so it's not finished yet.
Okay.
Input from?
Like
from
one of the registries that did it?
I didn't know that was part of our process. I thought we were writing up summaries and not necessarily going to the registries.
Well, no. I think part of the goal was to try and have some of the – and I thought we had somebody from .info, the goal being that, you know, gee, they've done this before.
Right. I have not contacted them. I will. It's just Jay Scott and I doing Sunrise.
Okay. Yeah. Do we have somebody from Affilius on the group? I thought we did. I don't think that they're on now, but I thought we had.
Matt Village?
Yeah, that's who it was.
And yes, because I think other people are there, Scott Evans, but he's not Phileas.
Alright, well, I would just, you know, I don't really have anything to say, so I don't know if anybody else does. Or has questions or whatever.
Oh, this is Greg. I have to admit, I haven't really done much yet, and I think I was supposed to do something with Margie.
Yeah.
So I'm kind of volunteering to restart whatever it is I'm supposed to be doing.
All right. Why don't we do this? You know, to the extent that, you know, maybe what would be helpful to everybody is everybody just kind of post to the list, you know, if you were going to do Sunrise from scratch, what would you want to change? If you were going to do IP claim, what would you change? What was the thing that, you know, and conversely, what were the things that you thought were most valuable? In other words, let's identify, make sure that, you know, we've identified the core utility, and to the extent that we can identify the things that perhaps were most problematic, do that. Does that sound like it would be? I mean, only if people think that would be helpful.
I think it would.
Right. Yeah, I think that would be a useful exercise to jumpstart some of the thought processes.
Well, why don't we do that? Mike, have you been in touch? Have you heard from Mike Palais? I haven't heard from him lately.
No, I haven't. I need to get in touch with him. I'll ping him now and hopefully get to chat with him later today.
Yeah. I guess if you could ask him to just, you know, if he's still available to participate with regard to the Sunrise part of this, if you could ask him to just kind of post something to the list so that Kelly and Jay Scott can kind of coordinate with him.
Okay.
That would be awesome.
Anything else?
Nope. All right. Well, I don't think there's anything else to talk about if nobody posts anything.
I think that's right. I think we need to get stuff posted by the next call and have a discussion at that point, because this is exactly what happened, of course, with our last call.
Yep. All right. Well,
so the next call is scheduled for 4 September.
Right.
Okay.
Right. And what's our deadline again? Didn't we say it's like October 18,
yes.
Something like that.
Yes, yes.
So we're getting close.
Yeah.
Now that I'm back, I thought we would have something posted to Jay Scott and I by next call. Sorry.
Good. No, no, no apologies. I think, no.
I feel bad about this one because
no,
obviously
mean,
we've
got two
internal deadlines that we've missed. So.
Well, right.
I see actually October 9.
October 9.
As right. A deadline, yes, because we've got the LA meetings in the week of 29 October, but I suppose it could be another call before then. So we'd make it very short before the meeting.
Right.
Be close to the meeting.
Does everybody have the proof of concept report that the registries had to submit?
I'm not sure that I do. This
if you have it, I would go onto the ICANN site and just do search for proof of concept.
Sure.
And all of the last two rounds of TLDs, the registries had to basically submit reports kind of validating their proof of concept.
Right.
And some of them have some very useful information about, gee, this is what worked, and gee, this is what was a huge headache. And similarly, I think Summit Strategies, there's a Summit Strategies report, which I have, and if anyone doesn't have it, I can dig it up and email it. I don't think I can post it to the list because I think it's too big to do that, but I can
yes,
email
it
to you directly. Excuse me. And then when I was talking to Jeff earlier today, he mentioned something about WIPO had done a report on STOP or something like that. So, but I think those are, you know, all really good starting points. All right.
And did you say for Fillets that it's Kelly and Jay Scott that he needs to get in touch with?
Yes, for Sunrise.
Yeah.
Okay.
Well, and I guess, you know, and if he doesn't think he's going to be able to participate, to let them know, because then we
right.
may need to reach out to Affilius or .mobi. And actually, .mobi might even be better because I understand that they had some screening in place. You know, and see if we can get somebody from .mobi to at least, you know, agree to, you know, review what Jay Scott and Kelly have done, just to make sure
right.
that it meshes.
They've been pretty willing to be talkative and participate.
Do you know
Greer
somebody over there, Greg?
Yeah, both Carolyn Greer and Pinky Brand, who probably a number of you may know.
Yep.
Would you mind reaching out to them anyway?
Sure.
Maybe that would just kind of jumpstart things.
Yeah, if you could just send me an email off list just so I kind of have a good sense of what I'm asking them for, I'd be happy to reach out.
Yeah. I mean, Kelly, what would
yeah.
be most helpful to you?
Let me send an email, too.
Okay.
And I'll list some questions.
All right.
Yeah, I was kind of following, or have been following .mobi for the you know, DNS subcommittee of the Internet Committee of INTA, so
right.
they've been my, I'm watching them.
All right. Well, then I guess I ran the call without wanting to run the call, but. Oh, well.
Fine job.
It was not recorded, so no one will
right.
know.
And some people have greatness thrust upon them.
Oh, I don't know, but I'll take that and run with it, but I don't know that I deserve it.
Your 15 minutes of greatness.
Yeah, exactly. Okay. Time's up. All right. Well, then I would just encourage, you know, everybody to kind of do whatever it is that they want to do, kind of keeping in mind that the new GTLD report is essentially silent on rights protection mechanisms other
mm-hmm.
than to talk about the fact that this group exists. So,
sure.
kind of up to us.
Yeah, we better blow some life into this.
Yep. All righty, everyone. Have a swell week. I'm sure I'll be talking to some of you tomorrow.
Okay.
All right. Bye.
Bye.
Thank you. Bye.